Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Islamic customs and etiquette are a very integral part of any society, any Muslim society, because people and Muslims are known through their various mannerisms, their various behaviors, their language, their customs, their functions and festivities. Now, amongst these various customs and mannerisms which Islam teaches us, there is a misconception which prevails amongst many circles. And we'll talk about this misconception today. And that misconception is that people often think that the Prophet has actually ordered, or he has recommended at least, that Muslims must clean their teeth by the miswak, which we know, is, of course, is a special kind of a branch of a tree, in which that particular tree branch is used, and it is tailor-made into a form of a brush, and then those parts of that brush are used to clean the teeth. Now, it is absolutely essential to realize the fact that the prophets of God, and of course here we're talking about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is incorrect to say that miswak, or using the miswak to clean the teeth, is a sunnah of the Prophet. Now, if we realize and if we conduct research on the original sources, we come to know that what actually is the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad is cleaning the teeth. He has made it obligatory, mandatory upon Muslims to clean their teeth and to make them as clean as they are, as it's possible for them. Because we of course know that Islam is a religion in which hygiene and cleanliness, and of course not only physical cleanliness, but cleanliness and purification of the soul, are very important things. And they of course occupy the objective of Islam. The objective of Islam is the purification of the soul. And of course, this purification includes purification of the body as well. And the Prophet Muhammad has stressed that one must clean one's teeth regularly and keep them tidy. Now, in his own times, the means that he adopted was, of course, that was available to him, and that was the miswak. As I said, that small branched twig, in which that twig is used to clean the teeth. Now, saying that cleaning the teeth with that particular twig is something which has been recommended, or something which is a religious directive or a religious recommendation, would not be correct. What actually is the case or the matter is that Islam, or the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, laid great emphasis on cleaning the teeth. As far as the way to clean the teeth is concerned, he has left that to the discretion of the individual and the society in which he lives. In his own time, of course, the miswak, or that branch twig, was used for this cleaning. Today, of course, we have toothbrushes, we have toothpaste, we have a host of other things which can clean teeth. So therefore, if the teeth can be cleaned by any other means, and the objective of cleaning the teeth is achieved, Islam has not obligated or even recommended that we use the miswak, simply because the Prophet himself used. And we also know that there is a narrative of the Prophet which says, لَوْلَا أَنْ أَشُقَّ عَلَىٰ أُمَّتِي لَأَمَرْتُهُمْ بِالسِّوَاكِ مَا كُلِّ صَلَاةٍ, which means that had it not been for the fact that this would burden my ummah, these are the Prophet's words, I would have directed them to clean their teeth with a miswak before every prayer. Now, because the word siwak has been used, or the miswak has been used, and which, as I said, in other words, refers to that branch twig which is used to clean the teeth, so therefore, people think that here too there is a recommendation that at least people should, if they are to clean their teeth, they must use the miswak. As I said earlier, this is actually, if this word term is used here, it is not used because it is a directive or a recommendation. It is simply used here because in those times it was the miswak which was actually used for cleaning the teeth. So therefore, we cannot say that cleaning the teeth by the miswak is a sunnah or any recommended religious directive at all. The religious directive or the sunnah of the Prophet is to clean the teeth. Whether we clean the teeth with a miswak or through a toothbrush, through a toothpaste, or through any other thing, is something which has been left to our own discretion. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ